5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show. With Abby, it's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
Billie Eilish wants you to know she is not like other girls because of the way that she puts on her concerts. So Billie Eilish has a very distinct tomboyish style. She likes to wear the big baggy t-shirts and the big baggy jeans. That is her like alternative style. But when she says when it comes to her concerts, that having a specific style that's more like male artists is very intentional. So in a recent interview, she said, it's hard to be a woman in music in a lot of ways. As an artist, you're expected to have a certain stage presence. Wear a leotard, have a bunch of makeup, get your hair done, wear high heels, and have background singers and backup dancers. Men get to just be running around on stage shirtless with the tracks playing behind them and the whole crowd goes bleeping wild. I saw myself in all these rappers and all these male artists that were just on their own up there. And so she was like, I used to be so upset about this, but she's like, you know what? I've worked for 8 years. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop complaining about being compared to like the Beyoncés and Taylor Swifts and Dua Lipas and Sabrina Carpenters of the world. And I'm just going to perform like Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, I don't want to sound all philosophical and stuff, but I mean, the truth of the matter is, I've said this so many times, you always end up returning back to your authentic self. So she is not the kind of performer that's going to be jumping all over the stage. And when she started her career, there were probably people around her, you know, making her pretend to be something she wasn't. Now she has this success. She doesn't have to do that anymore. And her authentic self is standing on a stage and singing, looking the way she does. And that's what people love her for.
And I think that's what people expect from her. So it's weird to me to think that, like, in her mind, she feels like she needs to put on a Beyoncé-type outfit that's decked out in sequins and rhinestones and glitter and have the waist snatched in. Like, nobody's expecting Billie Eilish to do that. So it's interesting to me to hear from her perspective, like, what the pressure is for her in terms of performing.
I feel like as an artist, you should always do you. Like, you should never try to emulate another artist because that's what makes you you. So if that's her swag, then yeah, she should stay in that lane.
Yeah, there is no other Billie Eilish. She can't be copied. So why would you even begin to even think about taking that away from her?
Exactly. And good on her. I want to perform in a t-shirt if I was a pop star.
Well, you kind of do every day.
Yeah.
Here we are in hoodies and I'm in sweats today.
Me. All right. Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan, they were one of the biggest couples of the last year. I feel like we were in a pop princess renaissance. Speaking of pop stars, we got Taylor and Travis and they're canoodling after the big Eras tour after the concert is done, and she's got her song playing that's about him, and they run into each other's arms, and then we have Sabrina Carpenter and Barry doing the same thing. They're both the cutest little couple because they're both so small and precious, but apparently they are taking a break, and this all comes after some very mysterious blind items came out on the gossip site Dumois, which if you've never heard of Dumois, it's kind of like Gossip Girl, but specifically for celebrities. So people will send in messages being like, oh, oh, I heard this about this celebrity, but they never name names, but they'll kind of give you little hints to help you along in terms of putting the pieces together. So there was a blind item that came out that is allegedly about Sabrina Carpenter and her boyfriend, Barry Keoghan. So the submission says, it appears that this A-list singer who's having her breakout year and her foreign actor boyfriend are done for good. On the closing night of her biggest tour to date in L.A., he was busy getting very cozy with a blonde, semi-famous L.A.-based influencer who's particularly big on TikTok. I snooped around out of curiosity, and apparently he and his pop star girlfriend called it quits very suddenly, less than a week before her final shows in L.A., after she found out he had been chatting with said influencer behind her back for months in a not innocent at all way. She had even gone to find him while he was filming in the UK, eager to keep him company while his girlfriend was touring in the US. He had messed up before and the pop star had forgiven him, but nothing as serious as infidelity is where she draws the line. The pop star wants to keep the situation under wraps, at least until January, because her next single is a steamy song inspired by their relationship, and she's already filmed a music video with very obvious references to him. But the influencer is running her mouth a lot, and he isn't doing much to stop her, so I'll be surprised if they manage to do that.
Yeah, I always got one eyebrow up when people say that they are taking a break right around the holidays. Right? Because it feels like a break to me in March feels very different than a break in December. Like, I think it's Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake that have said they're taking a break right now.
Mm-hmm.
During the holidays, to me, that's just a pay slap for we're getting divorced.
100%. If you're taking a break around the holidays when you should want to be with your family and friends, it's definitely a little suspicious. So yeah, people are coming down on the influencer a lot because she's actually like reposting a lot of these gossip sites on TikTok where they're revealing her to be the mistress. So there's a lot of drama happening in pop star land. All right, Cam Newton's got people upset after a polarizing statement he made about his relationship. I'm going to spill the details on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As a parent, in the overall scheme of things, I got so many things to worry about when it comes to my kids, that them cussing is probably on the very bottom of that list, right? There's a lot of things to worry about. But Travis Kelce's wife, Kylie, has just started a podcast, right? You know, we all know who he is, right? You want to explain for those that don't?
Who Kylie Kelce is?
Jason and Kylie.
So Travis Kelce is dating one of the most famous pop stars in the world, Taylor Swift. And of course, when Taylor does anything, people get very invested in anything she does. So because Travis also has a very famous family, Travis plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, won the Super Bowl a couple of times. And he has a brother named Jason Kelce, who he does a podcast with called New Heights. And they have a really popular episode that they did with his wife, Kylie. Because Kylie's just one of those people that just gives no F.
Zero,
she gives none. She just seems like one of those girls you would want to have a beer with with specifically. She is just very down to earth and cool. And
like a former lacrosse player. So yeah. She's kind of a badass.
Yeah. She has like that, that girl athlete energy. So now she has this new podcast because the New Heights podcast is so popular and people are really interested in what Kylie has to say because now Travis and Jason have this big female fan base because of obviously the Taylor Swift intrigue. So now Kylie's filling that void.
Yeah, so she's got this podcast called Not Gonna Lie, which is perfectly named for her, like you said, right? And there's been a lot of controversy the last 48 hours, which, you know, she probably wants. Good for the podcast. But people have been coming down on her because she's like, yeah, I throw F-bombs ass. I don't care. Every day. Around my kids.
There was a lot of commentary about me swearing in front of my children. A lot. Not in the initial bunch, but in the second wave, which brings me to the debut edition of a segment I'm calling, you guessed it, around and find out. The New York Post around with yet another headline. Kylie claims she curses in front of her children daily. What do experts say about that? The problem that I have here is, was it probably an exaggeration that I curse in front of my kids every day? Yes. Do I curse in front of my kids most days? Also, yes. But my kids know, like I said before, that they are grown-up words. They don't try to use them. They don't say them. They don't stop in their tracks. They're not appalled by them because I'm not using them at my children. They're just used in front of my children. I will say, if you say stupid, if you say shut up, if you say loser, they will stop you. Specifically stupid and shut up. Feel very strongly about those. You will get in trouble with my children if you say those words in our house. Those are bad words. We do not say shut up and we do not say stupid. Other than that, free range. I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, I'm teaching my kids kindness. I'm teaching them to be funny and strong and independent. They'll probably curse when they're older, and I stand by that. If they choose not to, that's okay too. At the end of the day, I'm trying to raise good little girls into strong, independent women. Last time I checked, I shouldn't have to censor myself as a independent woman. And that does it for my first installment of Around to Find Out.
All right, so I don't know if you guys want to get in on this or not. 1-855-VIRT-SHOW. Cassie?
I think it's great, honestly. Yeah. I have cursed in front of my kids. Again, not at them, but you know, like, you have a bad day, you like hit your toe really hard. It just comes out. And I think the nice thing is, I think it's something like 58% of adults curse, like often or sometimes. They're going to grow up and they're probably going to curse, or they're going to be around people who curse. So why not teach them now that they're just words and they have appropriate times when you can and cannot say them? And then I love that the bad words are disrespectful ones, like shut up and loser. That to me speaks volumes to the kind of character they're building in their kids. It's one of respect and it's one of knowing when you can say the bad words, quote unquote bad words, versus when you shouldn't. And I think that's an actual real world application that kids find useful versus this like random, oh, that's a bad word because somebody forever ago made it a bad word randomly. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I do. Yeah.
It's more about respect. And so would I say you should start cursing in front of your kids every day if you don't already? No, but I think if you're the kind of person who uses that language on a daily basis, and as long as it's not at your kids and there's explanation, I honestly actually think it's really healthy.
When my kids were younger, I was very particular about not cussing in front of them. My ex-wife couldn't control herself. Yeah, she cusses quite a bit, and it's become sort of a running joke in the house. So she cussed in front of the kids, but they also understood that these were words that she was going to use in the house. We didn't let them use them. They throw them around quite a bit now as adults. But when they were younger, she and I handled it very, very differently. Yeah. And my kids are okay.
That's so interesting. Why is that different? Because it is one thing to curse. But if my like 5-year-old said that, I'd be like, no, not yet. I guess it's because you need to learn to master the rest of the vocabulary to express your feelings, I think, before you can start using those as sort of adjectives.
I respect it. I mean, I think you, however you see it, you should parent it. Do you? I don't think it really is going to make big of a difference. I think they're going to hear it one way or the other. I probably wouldn't do it just because that's how I was raised. Like, I feel weird cursing in front of my mom or my grandmother even as a grown man. So that's just the way it went down in my house. But I really don't think it's going to make that big of a difference on the kid either way.
Yeah, hey, Dan. Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I've just never understood the big hoopla around curse words, because even to this day, my parents will get really upset if I drop like an F-bomb or something. And to me, like, honestly, I heard my mom say the S-word a couple of days ago, and it made me feel closer to her because I'm like, oh, she's not being filtered right now. And I think that's the way I've always viewed curse words. It's like getting... I hate the facade of like parents being like, do as I say, not as I do, because it's kind of like you acting like, oh, well, my kids would never say something like that. But then behind closed doors, you're cursing up a storm.
So about 8 years ago, I think I've told you guys this before. This was when Stacey and I first got divorced, right? So I wasn't in the house 50% of the time to sort of manage the cussing. So they would come over to my house and they would drop a bomb or two every now and then, and I would have to correct them. So finally I'm like, you know what, you guys, here we go. You've got 60 seconds to go ahead and rattle off every curse word that you want, every single curse word. And that is it. Then it is out of your system. Now, this was when they were much younger, right? So I started to, they were giddy by the idea. They couldn't wait. They thought it was the naughtiest thing ever, right? So both of them had the same reaction. I start the timer, and about 7 seconds in, they were out of curse words. So they were just repeating the same curse word for a minute.
I cannot wait till we get to that point. My five-year-old, like, did her version of cursing at us the other day. And she goes, you may not talk ever. You shut your mouth, sir. And I was like, ooh, so polite for her. We don't say shut your mouth.
The Burt Show.
So I think we have all been waiting to make this phone call here now for 2 days, right?
Yes.
Let's get Grandma from Breaking and Entering on. Hi, Grandma.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Well, first of all, we want to thank you for your time. Thank you for coming on in the other day and telling us about your family. And we've been thinking about you for the last couple of days and the situation you're in. We're so sorry you're there. And we were just hoping to give you just a little bit of reprieve for Christmas and maybe something in 2025 to build on. So we're still so sorry for the stress that you're going through.
Thank you.
I know how hard that was to have to come on the air and talk about everything that's going on. So we really do commend your strength for coming in and telling everybody what is happening, because you knew it was for the greater good, which is to help out your daughter and to help out your grandkids.
Yeah.
Did a great job with that, by the way.
Really did. I know Mo was very, very touched by your story.
I was. I think it was inspiring. Yeah. I know there's a lot of moms, a lot of grandmothers who have to hold the family down or are in unfortunate situations like yourself. And I really think you inspired a ton of people by just showcasing your strength and speaking so highly about your family and your current situation.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, when you came in here the other day, we were kind of pre-bragging on our Burt Show fam that listens, right? They have been very consistent for over 20 years. When we ask them, they usually deliver, especially if they buy into the situation of a family. And they certainly bought into your situation with your daughter and your grandkids. So we just wanted to update you on what has gone on over the last couple of days, and specifically, actually, 90 minutes on the show. Are you ready for this, Grandma?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Every single one of the items that you needed and wanted for your family was taken care of by the Burt Show listening family in 90 minutes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
So, not that you need to be reminded, but Grandma, coats, check. Sneakers, check. The Amazon Fire Kids Pro tablet, check. AirHogs zero gravity remote control car, check. National Geographic marble run, check. Hover soccer ball, check. Magic set, check. Apple iPad 10th generation, check. The drone, check. Titanic model kits, Titanic board game, Titanic themed nightlight, check, check, check. Twin bedding and decor for both the kids, check. That toilet man plushie, whatever the hell that is, check. Laser tag guns with vest, check. Apple App Store gift cards, check. Roblox digital gift code, check. PlayStation, check. That makeover spa day, check. The 43-inch television, check. Instacart grocery gift cards, check. Uber gift cards, check. Grandma, 331 wishes were granted, and our latest total as far as what people pulled out of their pockets to put towards your family, $20,197.
Oh, my God.
Ooh-wee.
Wait a minute. You said what now?
Yeah, you're going to want to hear that again. Yeah.
So, Grandma, so when we tally everything up, when we tally up all the gifts, like all the needs met, we met the needs so quickly that we were like, we know this family is potentially going to have a very difficult 2025. So we started asking for rent money and money for utilities and bills and, you know, some more gift cards for food and Uber rides. So in total, when you add everything up, $20,197 has been donated to your family.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we are talking about a real Christmas miracle here.
It truly is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
So I kind of want to paint this picture for you here. What was the number of gifts again, Kristen?
So 331 needs have been met.
Wow. 331 needs have been met. So that means that wherever we're going to do this, wherever we're going to surprise your family, I don't know if it's going to be in hospice. I don't know if your daughter can make it home. Does she live in an apartment or is it a house?
It's an apartment.
It's an apartment. All right. So if we need to do this at the apartment, if we need to do it at hospice, whatever, we will work with you to, again, surprise them. You're going to have to get them out of the house. That's your only job now.
She's taking them to the Mexican restaurant,
Mexican
remember?
Mexican restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's make sure that's open. So you take them to the Mexican restaurant, and then we have our elves coming in. And then when you bring them back, they are going to open up the door.
Which will have a beautiful wreath on it now.
Yes. And that'll be the first surprising thing for them. It's like, where'd this thing come from?
Oh, there'll be lights. There'll be some decorations outside the apartment for sure.
And then when they open up that door, every single one of those gifts that Kristen just mentioned will be wrapped and will be in the house. And they will have absolutely no idea where this came from. And all I know is that they're going to be overwhelmed and they're going to have questions for you, Grandma.
Uh-huh. Questions that you can't answer, Grandma.
Right.
They're going to open that door. They're going to see that beautiful tree that's decorated and trimmed. They're going to see stockings hanging. They are going to see gingerbread kits and hot cocoa kits laying on the kitchen table. They're going to see all those wrapped presents underneath the tree. Then those kids are going to walk into their bedrooms and they're going to see their new beds with the comforter and the pillows, and it's going to be such a magical sight.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, you guys got me in tears early in the morning. Oh.
Their lives are going to be literally changed the moment they open that door.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait.
And then on top of that, Grandma, because of the additional donations that came in through Proposity over these next couple of months, like, yeah, Christmas was taken care of, right? And we were like, that is great. We gave them the magical Christmas. That was the goal. But again, our Burt Show fam is so extra and I love them for it. Your daughter is going to be able to focus on making memories with you and making memories with their kids instead of worrying about rent. Instead of worrying about utilities and bills, instead of worrying about getting a car ride to the hospital for an appointment, instead of worrying about what are we going to eat tonight? We don't have any food. That is all going to be taken care of for the next several months at least.
And this is a time when she needs some peace.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can't put a price on that.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're going to get you a better connection. Spend some of that money on a better connection.
For a second, I thought she dropped the phone because she's like, what is
possible.
Going on?
It's possible. Look, I'm sure you want to do the same thing, but I'll do it first. I just want to thank the Burt Show community for stepping up and hooking up Grandma here and the family with over 300 gifts. Grandma, is there anything you want to say to them?
I want to tell everyone, thank you. Everyone, thank you for what you have done for my family.
Yeah, it's pretty overwhelming.
It's shocking. Yeah.
It's pretty overwhelming. So we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get Tommy on with you. We're going to organize this whole thing. And then we will do the breaking and entering on your time with your help.
And Grandma, I mean, not to like ruin the surprise, but you're finally getting yourself a new pair of shoes after 2 years.
And then Nike Tech Suit.
New sneaks coming your way, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so you absorb this whole thing, and we'll get Tommy on with you, and we will see you in a couple of days for breaking and entering.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Grandma, bye-bye. I think she's pretty damn overwhelmed.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I told you she had a heart condition and we needed to be very...
That's true, right?
I was nervous the whole call.
Yeah, right? I thought we lost her there for a second.
When she dropped that phone.
Yeah, I was a little worried.
Like,
oh, no.
We've done it now.
No Lord, good deed goes unpunished.
Dear Lord, bad. Baby Jesus in a manger. Not right now, please.
If this isn't the most Burt Show thing ever, I don't know what is.
But grandma's good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Tommy.
Hey, thanks for your generosity, guys. Really appreciate it. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
All right, we have to continue this saga here. It is the love lost and found with our intern that I call Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate Rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate Rain. The school books.
Because our intern sounds just like this, too. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic.
Every time.
All right. So for those that didn't hear this a couple of days ago, you led a golden opportunity, man. The chemistry was there. The dancing was right. And you let it slip away. Tell them what happened.
Yes. I mean, just to keep it short, I was dancing with my school's salsa club. I was dancing some bachata with this girl. It was a great dance. We just kind of meshed really well together, but I didn't get any of her information afterwards. I was like, kicking myself because I let it go.
How exactly did the dance end? What did you say then before she just walked away from you?
I said, oh, do you have any feedback for me? Like, as a dance, like, how was that?
Do you have any feedback for
that's
me?
That's not it.
Is this the kind of atmosphere where you do that, where you dance and then you say, hey, how do I do? Or is that just...
I mean, like, I treat it like that kind of atmosphere. This is just like...
Is it a class?
No, it's not a class.
It was a party, man.
It kind of feels like the audible version of when a barista flips over the iPad and they're like, it's just going to ask you a quick question right here.
Yeah, take this quick survey for me before you walk away.
In any other club atmosphere, you'd be like, what? Like, let's say in your middle of like a club and you're dancing with somebody, it's 12:30 at night, you're buzz, she's buzz, and you're about to go and get another drink. But before you leave, you're like, hey, how did I do? That's ridiculous.
Give me a recommendation for the next dance.
What's the matter with you, dude? You choked. You totally choked.
Yes, sir.
You did. You choked. Okay? You had that opportunity, and you let it slip. But you did have this amazing chemistry, and then you came on here, and what did you detail for us? You gave us some details on what she looked like.
Yeah, At the time, I did not know what she looked like. All I knew was that she had red lipstick on. I couldn't remember what she was wearing. I knew she had some combination of white.
Did
and
you look
on.
At her? His eyes were down the whole time.
I danced with her, but at the time, I had no idea what she looked like. She was a human woman, I think, with clothes on.
Yes, that's exactly what I knew at that time.
This will work.
So where did this picture come? Because we had a picture that we shared online of you dancing with her, and as the back of your head looking down, and it was her looking wantingly into your eyes like, hey, please look up. And so we got a picture of it. So who took that?
There was actually a photographer at the event, which I knew this, but I didn't really consider it until somebody was like, yo, they sent me a picture and they were like, hey, I look so dumb in this picture. And I was like, wait, there was a photographer. So I looked through to see if she was in there.
Oh, so it was just like, so it was just a whole bunch of different pictures.
Yeah.
And one of them happened to be you dancing with her. You're back to the camera, but a full, we can tell what she looks like.
Exactly.
Okay. So we posted this thing online and we didn't have any luck at all. However, DJ Baby Drew, who does a shift here on Q99.7, and he's great. His music mixes are fantastic on the radio, and he's a club DJ all around Atlanta. He's one of the top in Atlanta, right? He heard us talking about it, and he's like, dude, I know everybody in town. Go ahead and send me that picture, and I bet you I could track her down. So I sent him the picture, and he starts making a call to all of his club friends, and he works a lot of these kind of clubs also, these Latin kind of clubs. Mm-hmm. So 24 hours later, dude, I get a message from him on Instagram, and he's like, founder.
What?
Oh, and he's like, give me a little bit more time and I think I can do some more recon and I might even be able to get her phone number. And I'm like, dude, come on, man, really?
Okay.
So he hits me back 24 hours later and it just has her phone number. He found her.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Well done, yeah. Bro.
Now, there was some controversy. He was having a tough time locating her because a while back, not because she knew that we were looking for her, she, for whatever reason, had deleted her Instagram and she changed her phone number. I don't know what the story is. Doesn't have anything to do with us, but it was extremely hard for him to find. But he called all of his friends and they matched up pictures and stuff like that. And the entire DJ community came together and we found Lucy's phone number. We got it.
If you guys end up together, this is like the sweetest story of all time. Like all the stops pulled out to find her. And if she doesn't remember you, this is the creepiest story of all time that some random dude got the entire Atlanta DJ community looking for her as well as a radio like show's audience to find her.
Especially since you didn't know what she looked like.
All right. So I think because DJ Baby Drew worked his butt off for this, we have spent an enormous amount of real estate on the Burt Show looking for her. I think that you owe it to him and you owe it to us to at least call her this weekend and then come in on Monday and tell us about the conversation.
Ew, don't call her. Text her. Don't
whatever
call.
You want. Whatever the kids do.
You don't look excited.
I don't feel excited.
Ethan, you wanted this.
Okay, no. Yes.
Right. We found you, Mrs. Chocolate Rain.
I mean, see, this is it. You got to have some attitude here, man. Mo, teach him some attitude.
You got to have some confidence in yourself, brother. All right, get your swag up. This is what you wanted. Mm-hmm. Now you're here. This is the moment. Reach out. You got nothing to lose.
Abby, if you're on the opposite end of this, okay, mm-hmm. Let's put you're Lucy now.
Yes.
And you find out all this and you get the text or call or whatever. Go ahead.
Here's my advice to you. You got to call out the elephant in the room because Cassie's right. Like, she's either going to feel like Salsa Cinderella or victim number one. So I think you need to call out the fact that you know that this could come off a little creepy and just say, hey, I know this is crazy, but I just really felt like we had great chemistry. Totally understand if I'm crossing a boundary here, but would love to take you out for coffee and to get to know you better. That's a very human, empathetic, normal person response. Don't give her some paragraph. Don't send her some weird line of emojis. Just say, I know this is kind of wild, but I'm just going out on a limb. I think we should get to know each other.
How about this? Look, I got your phone number and I wasn't happy with the score you gave me.
Yeah, we need a redo.
Right.
Let's run it back.
Let's send a text that sounds like a threat from an unknown number.
So are you willing? You got to shoot your shot, man.
I guess.
No.
Man.
What is the hesitation? When you think about sending this text, what is holding you back from pressing send?
Because I don't want to come off as a creep.
Okay, but
it's too late.
It's too late, bro.
We've already
You're on national radio looking for this girl. We crossed that line.
We've already done the creeping for you, dude. It's too late for that.
Chocolate Rain. Are you a creep? Yes or no?
No.
Then you're not going to come off creepy.
There you go. Yep. Look, just be yourself.
You can be polite. You can ask. And then if she says no, then that's that. But the greatest rewards come after you take the greatest risks.
Ooh, there it is.
Facts.
All right, what's on the other side of fear?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. There.
Nothing. But, Abby, will you do this? Will you be his texting caddy?
Yes.
So you can give him some help, give him the attitude he needs for that first text, then he's on his own.
I'm going to hype you up. We're going to do a texting tutor when actual texting tutor is playing, and we are going to make this happen.
Go get your girl,
come
man.
Send the text, yes. Man. Get your confidence up.
Growth happens outside your comfort zone. So the more you step outside of what you're comfortable with, the more you'll grow as a person. And also rejection exposure is a thing too, where guys and girls will literally get rejected on purpose so that they don't feel a certain way when they do get rejected. So go ahead and do it. What have you got to lose?
All right.
Okay, I hear you and I'm so with you, but I feel very different.
Oh, God.
what can we do,
this
man?
This is not the kind of energy. Look, Ethan,
you got the number. Either take it or don't, all right? But with this attitude, you're not getting nowhere, bro.
That's a fact.
No, nowhere. All right, okay. There
fix
he goes.
Your shoulders.
There he goes.
Chocolate rain.
This guy would do it.
So he would do it.
The Burt Show.
Look, if you're listening live to The Burt Show right now and you weren't listening earlier, you missed a hilarious, I mean, so funny story with our producer, Kaylee, and his wife and a bunny that has taken over their house. You can catch it on demand. We have our show. We just upload it every segment by segment, later on in the day. Or actually right now, on demand, and you can watch it or listen to it anytime, anywhere on demand at theburtshow.com or on any podcasting platform.
So I think if you ask most people if you would take the advice of a complete stranger at the beach, if that advice was genuinely going to change the future of your child, you'd probably say no.
This might be fun to do here. If you guys are listening right now and you ever got advice from a stranger that sort of changed your life, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, because you've come in a couple of times with stories like this.
Yeah, I have. And I do believe, I'm a firm believer, that if you pray for something or if you ask the universe for something, that there's possibilities that the universe will put you in the right place at the right time to meet people who may be able to help you with whatever is your question is.
Isn't this like an overdone Hollywood script where you walk into a bar and you're feeling kind of down and the bartender who you're meeting for the first time has this grain of wisdom for you that would have never happened had you not just stumbled into that bar, and it changes your life forever.
Absolutely, right? And it just really makes you wonder, like, wow, was this moment really for me to figure this out? And the way it all came together, it was kind of like, it felt that way. It felt like this was just genuinely meant to be. Because so I'm in St. Martin with some family and friends, and we're all enjoying ourselves for the weekend. And one of my cousins was like asking my parents what they felt about homeschooling, because he just had a child and him and his wife are considering not sending their child to public or private schools, but doing it themselves.
That is a conversation I would have backed out of, man. People are passionate about that one way or the other. There are a couple of things that there's a gravitational pull towards, a conversation about politics, religion, breastfeeding in public and also homeschooling. I am backing away of all of those, man.
I'm with you. I was the same way. I'm like, whatever you do, I wish you the best, but you ain't gonna blame me. You ain't gonna look at me and say that you one of the reasons I did this. So we all giving him, you know, whatever advice we all felt like we had in that area, but it was really concerning him because him and his wife are truly split on this. Like, his wife believes she wants the kids to go to school, traditional school like you would, but he's completely against it. He feels like, if I am, whatever my kids are going to learn, they're going to learn it from me. Whether good, bad, or indifferent, I want it to come from home. So they don't know what they're going to do. They're split in the middle. They came to us for advice. We didn't really help. So it was really ironic that the next day, we all go to the beach. We go to Airport Beach to all hang out. And I end up meeting this guy randomly, right? Because I was impressed by his swag, if you will. Because so at Airport Beach, if you don't know, when the planes take off, they blow back sand, they blow back water, it's a lot of wind, and it's a lot going on. And it creates, like, these waves that are what I call violent. So
it is.
It's pretty violent, right? So I looked over, and it was this guy who was just laughing at me. He thought it was hilarious, because I'm in and out the water. I'm looking like I could bear, like, I'm not going to survive, and I'm not even deep. I'm, like, where all I got to do is stand up, and I'm still struggling in this water. And he's over there with a cup in his hand, enjoying himself, just having the greatest time. So I looked at him like, I feel like we're having two different experiences here. And he laughed. He said, yeah, I heard you say the waters are violent. And he's like, violent where? This is what I do. I'm loving this. So I was like, you got to teach me, man, because I'm out here struggling. My top is off. I'm doing bad out here.
You've lost the mankini.
I lost half my mankini. I'm down bad, right? And so we get to talking. And it turned out that he was from New York and he was with his family. He had his two daughters with him. And out of nowhere, didn't even ask him this. It just comes up. And it just happened. It so happened that my cousin walks over. And so now we're both talking to him. And he says, yeah, man, you know, this is something that I've been doing since my daughters were 1 and 3 years old. I bring them here every year for Thanksgiving as a family because it's kind of my way as a dad for when they get older, it's going to be a standard set that this is what a guy is going to have to match in order to show my daughter a good time. So I was like, I respect that. I like that. He's digging in for his daughters. And then he said, yeah, man, he said, I don't play about my daughters, man. And he said one thing. He said, do you have kids? And I told him no. And he asked my cousin. My cousin said, actually, yeah, I do. I have one right now. So then he says, well, take the advice or don't take the advice. But one thing I tell people is I personally believe you should homeschool your children. Just out of nowhere, just says this. And me and my cousin both look at each other like,
gotta go.
Whoa. And he was like, yeah, he was like, you know, that's just a me thing. My wife was against it, which was another thing that was like, whoa. Like, what, you know, so at this point, of course, I'm like, you know, your wife going to think we lying. Like, you should probably have him tell her because she's not going to believe this. But he's like, yeah, it was a decision we made and I don't regret it. He was just saying how he did it 3 years ago and he will never look back. He feels like it's been a change. He can see a complete change in his older daughter and his youngest daughter because the older daughter went to traditional school for a few years. The youngest never did. And he said if he could do it again, he would do the same thing with the oldest. He said the experience was worth it. Everything that they learn from him. He protects them the way that he wants to and the way that he feels like they should be. And he just was like, that's his thing. And to anybody, whoever wanted the advice, that's the way he would go. Huh. So it kind of felt like
crazy.
This moment must have been meant to be.
Yeah.
And now my cousin is going to do it. And I was like,
wow.
You are officially raising your kids off the advice of a stranger on the beach.
Yeah, but maybe that's the way the universe is working, right?
Exactly that. That's what I was thinking.
Fascinating, man.
Yep.
Fascinating.
The Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus free home delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.